Traditional and powerful allegiances to both region and religion were not to be displaced by demands that they be submerged in a homogeneous identity with people whose allegiances were different and perhaps conflicting. Some were indeed attracted by the idea of national unity and cooperation, but they tended to see it from their own perspective and on their own terms. For example, in wartime, the Nazi Party wanted to hold its own non-religious ceremonies for the fallen. But most of the bereaved wanted a religious service according to the rites of their own denomination, and perhaps with a speech by a Nazi Party dignitary in addition. There can be little doubt that the concept of what it was to be a German was different in Hamburg or Berlin from what it was in the South German countryside or in East Prussia. This became particularly apparent in wartime, when evacuees from bomb-damaged or bomb-threatened northern and western towns were sent to live in the southern countryside. It quickly became clear that proximity and familiarity bred contempt rather than the fellow feeling that members of the Volksgemeinschaft were supposed to harbour. Nazi Party functionaries tried hard to promote the message of the Volksgemeinschaft, that the entire Aryan community had common interests and that all should pull in the same direction, always under the leadership of the NSDAP.